Conor and for Mary and for all of our candidates throughout Ireland, this is a very difficult day. Many individuals who have given solid public service down the years have lost their seats. They had a lot of experience and ability to bring to the Dáil, but that won't be available on this occasion. Others will take their place and I have no doubt will prove themselves in due course. So it's very, very regrettable the party has lost the amount of representation it's lost, but that's the right of the people. We live in a democracy. Fianna Fáil has been in government for the last 14 years. It's a long period of time. And clearly the people were anxious to see a change and they voted for that. And that's their absolute sovereign entitlement.
Will you be staying on with the party to try to rebuild it? And if so, what contribution would you like to make?
Well, that's a matter for the party leader. But I will do everything I can to help rebuild the party and to be a responsible opposition in Dáil Éireann as well. I think that's very important. Fianna Fáil has thousands of members all over Ireland. They're deeply troubled at the circumstances the party finds itself in, and it's very important that Fianna Fáil is renewed in its idealism, in its membership, and above all in its identification with the ordinary men and women of Ireland. We've lost that somewhat in recent years. I do accept that the long years in office can take their toll, and the party must now be rebuilt.
To what extent do you think you were the author of your own downfall?
Well, you're talking about Fianna Fáil?
I am, yes. Yeah.
I haven't had a downfall here in Dublin West
this evening.
So I'm very pleased to be elected, I can assure you. But look, the party had to cope with the gravest economic crisis we've seen since the state was founded. Very, very serious economic crisis. Very difficult decisions had to be taken to maintain jobs, to maintain the stability of the banking system, to maintain the stability of the public finances. To prevent a financial collapse is a negative achievement, I accept that. But it had to be done, and it was done. And we can hold our heads high going into opposition knowing we did that job. Others now will have to take up where we left and give that leadership to the people that I hope they can give.
And no sense that you were in large part responsible for that economic collapse, no?
Well, again, you're talking as a party.
Well, both.
Of course, Fianna Fáil as the party of government during this period, during the last 14 years, has to take responsibility for decisions that were taken. Others may have agreed with those decisions or urged them on, but as the party who are in government, we have to take primary responsibility for that. I accept that.
Thanks,
I've never questioned that.
We have to leave it.
Thank you.
Over to Brian Dobson.